Okay. We'll go on Shiloh, which has many situations, but we'll start with the one from the Pasuk by the Brachas. So, Yitzchak wanted to give it to Esav, and Yaakov pretended to be Esav, and he gave him the Brachas. So, the Kasha is, you know, by halachadika things, if you do, let's say, a Kedushin betos, it's not a Kedushin. If you do a Kinyan betos, it's not a Kinyan. Hekdish betos, basically we hold, it's not a Hekdish. So, does it work if you give somebody a bracha by mistake because you thought it was somebody else? Does it work? So, it sounds like it does. What? Oh, so I'm saying, but he was lucky that I'm saying Yaakov was relying on that he'll say Gam Baruch Yiyeh.
There's no king in my bracha.
Oh, true. So I'm saying it could be maybe brachas work different. It could be brachas work different. But I'll give you another one, which is a little better for next parsha. Same kind of thing. Yaakov thought it was Rachel, and it was really Leah, right? So, was it a marriage, or was it Tos? I mean, okay, you can marry her tomorrow, but I'm saying the first time around, was it a Nisuin, or was it a mistake? L'chayr was a mistake, so it was no marriage. So, it comes out that it was a Biazinus, really, until tomorrow that he found out. Vayhi baboyker v'hinei Leah. That's true.
Therefore, he would accept Leah's as...
Yeah, but he didn't know the whole thing. You can't do that unless you know that that it's something wrong. But if you didn't know that, it is a business.
Then the mice of the Gemara that they tricked him and he had mice's nose. He thought it was somebody else. It was his wife, and then he killed himself?
Oh, yeah, in the Kiddushin. He wanted to he jumped in the altar, yeah. Yeah, sure, okay.
So, we see that
I mean, there he was because he felt so bad that he was Mizanin, right?
Yeah, even though it was his wife, it turns out.
It was his wife, and he still said since he didn't know.
Yeah. That doesn't prove anything.
That's something else. That's because...
He
didn't Lamaisa kill himself.
It's not that it's Lamaisa's...
Well, there, no. It wasn't really a Zanus, of course. But since the Gemara brings a Pasuk, he says, but it says that if you thought it was Chazer, the Gemara brings that, right? If a person thought it was Chazer, even for that, a person is high of punishment. So he thought it was, she was Chazer, so...
The person gives the kedushin to the wrong person, to the wrong woman.
Right.
And he looks at her for that, let's say.
Right.
Doesn't it become that he'd rather have her, even though it's by mistake, as a wife than have as a moose?
Well, we don't see in the Gemara that kind of case. We only have in the Gemara where the person realizes there can be znus here. So he already decides, I don't want this znus, right? But when the person thinks everything's fine, then there's nothing for him to think, right? He thinks he's married. He thinks it's Rachel, right? He doesn't know that there's any problems here to have in mind. I have das
to be... Whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. He doesn't want his bit to be a business. So even if it has to go after the fact, I'm afraid to say
I have to look and see if we have ever a case like that. Arkadekach. When the person doesn't realize there's a problem.
Right.
We have to see if the Gemara, I don't remember now if there's a Gemara for that kind of case. Usually the case in the Gemara is the person knows that there's a problem, like he made a Tanai. So he knows there's a problem. What if the Tanai goes the wrong way? So the person says, I want to be Mekadosh no matter what. But what if the person doesn't realize there's a problem at all? That's already something else. So he won't have any das because he doesn't know that he has to have any das. So this is the question. So on this thing, there's a Yid in Bnei Brak, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Edelstein. He wants to say a teretz, he says it for the brachas, which could also really work for Rachel Leah, which is a very important shaila in general. a person made a mistake. Okay. But if he would know the whole situation, he would agree. Is that still called a mistake? Okay, let's first take the case with the brachas, just, and then I'll give you all my other examples as they come. He made a mistake, fine. Yitzchak thought it's Esau, right? He made a mistake, it was really Yaakov. But if he would know that Esau sold the Bechaira, he wouldn't mind. How do I know? It says in the Rashi, Beferish, from the Medrash Tanhuma, that then Esau started screaming, he stole my Bechaira, and Yitzchak said, what's that all about? He said, I sold it to him. Said, oh, okay, you know, then he deserves it. Right? Or Huadin, if let's say you say if he knew who's Esav, if he knew what Esav is doing, right? If let's say he'd know the whole picture.
That's less than Pasha.
That's less because maybe who it's says not, and how do you know, right? But let's say what it says in Rashi. What's the din? Okay, a very clawly question. Anytime you have such a case that a person made a mistake, but the reason it's a mistake is because he doesn't know everything. But if he would know everything, he would go along with it. Does that have a din of a tos or not? So he wants.
Isn't it a tos?
Excuse me?
By Kenyan, it's a tos, no?
What, in these kind of cases?
Yeah, it's still a tos by Kenyan.
Okay, so let's see. I'll go through all the cases now. I'll try to get the roots. Not so posh. Right, we'll see what he has. So he wants to say, if you say it's not a tos, that could answer the thing.
It's not a tos in the action. The action, what he's taking, is not a tos. It's just made on imperfect information. So it's not a toast.
Right,
you know, it, the action he's taking is not
what, a toast. Saying the bracha, you mean?
Because once he's real, because it's only based on imperfect information. We're saying if he had the perfect information, or if he has the perfect information afterwards, but I'm saying if he had the perfect information, that would be appropriate. Whatever he's doing is appropriate.
Right.
That's very.
So it could be it would work. Right. You're saying. Okay, so here we go. So let's first say the case he wants to bring as a ride. He says, like, the din is that if a person is Mekadish, islandess, right? A lady who's an islandess, it's Kiddush Etos. He didn't know. He's a Mekadish the Sisha, that's a Mefurisha. Mishnah, it's Kiddush Etos. You don't even need a get.
Even after 10 years?
That's it? Even, yeah, what's the difference? He doesn't have to Megarish her. She's not married. We're not talking about that she didn't have children. That's nothing. That's the regular normal marriage. We're talking about that she had a problem. She's an island. She has a physical thing. Not Roy for children. The whole Kiddushin is toast. It's nothing. So, Taisus has a kasha in the beginning of Yevamis. It says a case, a lady fell to Yibum. Her husband died. She's under 12. Okay? She's 10 years old, and she's already an Alman. So she needs Ibu. So Rabbi Meir says, I won't let her get Ibu. Why won't I let her get Ibu? Because Rabbi Meir chayish miyuta. Miyuta, right. Now, a miyut ladies are islandess. An islandess is not allowed to do Ibu. It's going to be karis, because she doesn't have Ibu. So she's a miyut karis here. There's a mute chance of karis, so I won't let her do it. Frek Toisvis, I don't see any problem. If she's an islandess, she was never married in the first place. Okay, that's Toisvis. She was never married in the first place. So you're great either way. You're perfect either way. Either you were, right? Where's the problem? Zok the Toisvis Yashanim. Zok the Toisvis Yashanim. If someone died without ever finding out that his wife is an islandess, he wouldn't have minded in the first place. Always the case is that the guy finds out, oi, she's an islandess. Okay, mekartos. But he died and he never knew the better. If he died, so if he would know when he got married that he'll die before finding out, he would never mind in the first place.
That's not true. He wouldn't want children. He wouldn't have children. Even though he's going to die.
Oh, So he writes, "Bizman muat kazu," which I think what he means is, but he died when she was ektana anyway.
So they went
and they can't, ektana can't have children either way. That's probably why he wrote that. He just writes, "Bizman muat kazu." I think that's what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make any difference to him. So Zok Rabtsiuda Elishtin, oh, there you have it. There you have this thing. He made a mistake. He didn't want to marry an Islandess. And it's a mekachtos if he find out. But if he'd know the whole thing,
that he would die.
Then he would be okay with it. So you see that that's not a toast. That's his thing. Now before I get
that's
any
not,
further, I just want
so
to say something.
Not knowing the whole thing. That's not knowing Asidus. That's a little bit
different. And even then it's good. So
right.
It should be like
right.
Kavach Haimer. He says, you know what he says? He says, and even though you see Tosis didn't say this Teretz, only Tosis Shanim, he says, that's what you just say. So that could be because Tosis doesn't agree with Asidus. But if it already is something around, maybe even Tosis would agree. Now, okay, there's the okay, well, yeah.
So if Yaakov would know we'd have the six Shvatim from Leia, he would, of course, have
consented to marry Leia. Okay, that's I was going to say like you said, but just if he would have known, even less than that, if he would know that Leia got stuck, and there was no way around it, and Lavan was forcing this, and he wouldn't do Rachel without Leia,
yeah.
He would have done it already.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if you say this klal, that could answer all these problems. And I want to say another Taisvis also. Tosfos later on Daf Nunvav in Yevamos himself says that if he married a Isha and she had a mum, which is a mum of Mekachtos, she had such a mum, but he never found out about it through his whole marriage, she's married. Because same svar. Tosfos himself says the same svar because he wouldn't care if he never finds out. So he wants to say, that's a ride to this thing. Okay, now I just want to mention Agav Urcha, which this Nebuch is a shayla that's been asked many doiris already. Isha, who was Nival before she got married, and she didn't tell her husband, are they married? Because it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, if it's a mekachtos, if... So, already starting from, I think the Zichron Yosef already from the door before the Ursa Meach already had the Shaila. And he said, if he'll never find out, they're married. Because Tosfos said that if you never find out, you wouldn't mind.
Something like this, he wouldn't mind?
Excuse me?
Something like this, he wouldn't mind? Who says he wouldn't mind? Something like that.
He doesn't know better.
What, you mean
better.
Maybe no, being no, Nival no, is no maybe no. Nival is worse like than a mum. By a mum, he wouldn't mind, but maybe she's a ba'ula that would bother him even more. Okay, I hear that.
He'd never find out.
And you should know I asked.
The whole case about Shishira. I mean, if she's Nival, if she's Nival, exactly. You could say, okay, she's not really a vernacious ish, so she won't be Chayav Misa because. He never really wanted to marry her to begin with.
Oh, well, the reason why you couldn't do that is because it happened after the Erison.
Yeah,
so the whole Moshe Shemra issue is
right.
He did an Erison, and then the problem started.
But the Erison was never good.
The Erison was fine. She was perfect.
Was
by,
oh, you
right,
mean she was
right, Mizana right, right, right. You would have to have a case. Right.
He didn't know he was a
this is the Hayrol Lemaise of the Rabbanim. That if a Isha was Nival, which are Sameach, I said Ursameach already?
Yeah, you said the generation before.
Yeah, but it's true. The Ursameach, it is true though, you are right. The way I know it is because the Ursameach al Shas, I didn't see anyone bring down this Ursameach al Shas. It's a very beautiful Ursameach al Shas. Mamish says what all the Rabbanim say. I heard of Shmuel Kamnetsky Paskins like that, B'shem his father. I heard Rav Moshe Paskin like that, and I saw somebody brought me today or yesterday from Rabbi Weiss, from Rav Asher Weiss. Also, Lemaisa Paskin like that. That if the husband doesn't know a thing about it, it's not a Kedusha Tos. It's not a Mekach Tos. Based on this Tosfos.
You're not He wasn't Margish.
He wasn't Margish, right? He didn't Margish anything, right? And he didn't realize anything. And so they're married. He didn't find out.
That's the point.
That's the whole thing. She asked the Shaila. The Isha asked the Shaila, do I have to say because he doesn't know?
Is that only if he doesn't mind?
What?
Is that only if he doesn't mind?
We're saying from Tysus, he wouldn't mind.
He wouldn't mind.
He wouldn't mind. As long as he never knows, he wouldn't mind. Okay, so, but I want to say over what the Arsameach says on this, and I think that with this Arsameach, it changes the whole. It's no Rai anymore at all.
So we're saying it's not even going to have a status.
That's what he's saying. There's nothing wrong.
They can't do it to Yaakov and Rachel because they're his Makdish Leah. His Makdish the wrong woman. It's not like I found out that it would have been. The whole thing.
Oh, that's Mamish what I'm going to say in a minute. Mamish, you're smart. Mamish going to say you're smart in a minute. But I just want to say over what it says in our Samech, and with this our Samech, I think that Rai is butl. The our Samech says like this. Taka shteten toisvis, that if the person will never find out, he doesn't care. Zok the Samech. Do not use this for monetary sugis. It says, let's say a guy will go ahead and sell you a house or a who knows what, right? And you never realize it was a fake. He sold you a fake diamond for $25,000, right? And the guy never found out. So you're tzaddik, right? Because he doesn't care if he doesn't find out till he dies. He says it's not true. He says, shouts like this. By marriage, be'etzim, it's not a monetary zach. He wants to be married to this lady, right? So it's like a certain thing that gets him a mias that he knows about the problem that bothers him. But he hopes he won't find out. Like, he would be very happy to not find out, and that's very good for him. If he doesn't know that she has this mum. So, you know, Masha Enkin, he says, when you have something that you own money, you want it because it's worth a certain amount of money. And it's something you could sell to other people or whatever. And if it's not worth the money, don't tell me that I don't mind because I never found out. That I do mind because the whole value of the thing is its value. And it's not the value, so I don't want it. Masha Enkin here, he wants the wife. He doesn't want value or something. He wants to be able to have shalom, menuchas nefesh and shalom and everything. And if he doesn't know the problem, he'll be fine.
Psychological.
It's right. So Memela, the way I understand from him, what he's saying is that the Nakuda of Amum by Aisha is knowing about it. That is the problem. It's not Be'etzim a problem. So Memela, what Tysus really is saying is that there's no Mekach Tos at all, because the Tos is having a mum that he sees. That is the toast. In other words, what don't I want? Right? Just like we say, a certain mum wouldn't bother. Other mum, bigger mum do bother him. So we say, mum means something he sees. That is what mum means. A person doesn't want to marry a isha who he has a mum he sees. If there's a mum he doesn't see, that's the kind of mum that doesn't make any difference. The whole thing is a mum. So you can't say a whole kasha. Real lechayr, you see a whole chiddush from Tosfos that really it's a mekach tos. But lemaisa, since at the end it came out, so it's not a tos. It's nishgiven ken tos. It wasn't a tos. That doesn't bother the person.
There's a mum in this issue here.
Right, but that doesn't.
By the
you're talking about the Ksuba now.
And even here, but the islanders too. He's a part of the Ksuba in Gansen.
Okay, so fine. So what does it do with anything?
So you have to say that applies to this. You just said yourself by Choshen Mish, but this doesn't apply, right? This is the issue here.
Okay, so very good, but I'm not talking about the Choshen Mish part of it. Now, if you want to know about the Ksuba, I will tell you something right now. Because it was negate to me in the Sugi and Ksubis. What is with the Ksuba? Yeah? What's with doing with the ksuba of these cases that these rabbonim say don't say anything and you're married anyways because he doesn't care?
Well,
But how much ksuba they have there? The ksuba says 200 in it. Yeah? How much do they deserve? So I saw here that Rabbi Weiss named on 100. And he says, you tell her, you don't have to tell your husband anything, but if it comes to a ksuba, you better know that you only deserve 100.
Doesn't have the honor system.
What? It's on the honor system. Which is a big chiddush because, who says she's allowed to hang around with a ksuba, which is 200, when she doesn't deserve 200?
Doesn't have something to do with chayin? Like, as long as she has, the shaglai mogaseitz or whatever, or feels custom, she's still a chayin by her.
Okay,
so,
but I'm saying...
here, he doesn't know, so he's happy with her, so she's still a chayin by him. So
okay.
Give 200 as long as he doesn't know it. She has that thing.
Oh, so things like this. So in the Ursa Meach, he says it's the same thing. You should give her 200 for the same svara, because the whole thing of the hundred is because it bothers him.
Right.
But if he doesn't know, so he should give 200. That's what he holds. Okay,
so
that's a huge.
How's this different than fake?
Oh, because the reason for the 200 is not for a monetary reason, right? The reason is for marriage, and I have a marriage, so Mimela, since that's what it's all based on, that's what it is. But that's a big chiddush. I can't get it. That or Samech is a huge chiddush. The Marshag writes some kind of other svar also to give 200. It's Anan Sahadi, he would be Michael the extra 100, some kind of spoiler like that, right?
So he gets 100, she had the first way.
It's a big Kiddush.
So he gets 100, she has to tell him that, obviously, no?
That what?
My Ksuba, I'm sorry.
Ksuba, you're talking. Okay, anyways, so back to our thing again. He wanted to bring a raya, that's his first raya. His raya is from that Tosfos. I don't think you can bring a raya, according to the way Yosef Meicha explains it. That's not pshat. That there's any toes here at all. That's not the moon that we're talking about. So I'll bring you another dugma, which I think l'chayr should be l'chayr a nice raya. The case is like this. It's in the Er Sameach and Hilchas Gershon. There's a din that Rabbeinu Gershon, made a chayim, you're not allowed to divorce a wife, Baal Karcha. Midaraisi you are, Ishan Miskeresh is Baal Karcha. Rabbeinu Gershon made a chayim to Rabbeinu Gershon about it. And he made the cheirim on the husband, on the sefer, and on the edim. They're all not the wife. What should you poor wife do? Isha and Yemayir. Yeah. So, but okay. Now, Zokter Sameach, there's a whole huge shmooz that not only is this cheirim going to put these people in cheirim, but it ruins the whole get even because they're pasul midrabban for being over on cheirim. So the edim, if the edim sign it. Okay, they even get pasul midrabban. Okay, so this Rav was a wise guy, right? I guess they paid him a nice amount of money to arrange a get Baal Karcha. Okay, so he knew there's trouble, right? Because how do you do this? So what he did was he didn't tell anybody. He told the sefer it's a pasha to get. He told the edim it's a regular normal get. Lamaise, the Rav forced the lady to take the get. So now, the get's good. Because everybody...
Well, the Baal is not... The Bakalka too.
The Baal doesn't care if he's in Cherim. Well, he doesn't care.
No,
right? It's worth it. He wants to make sure she's divorced. I'm saying, he wants to divorce her for I don't know what the story behind was. He wants to make sure she's divorced. Okay? So he goes to a guy, do it, work this out for me. Right? So the Rav knew the problem. You can't tell the Edom, you can't tell the Sefer. So he didn't tell them. So they all did it without knowing. Right? And now they divorced their Baal Karcha. Fine, so the husband's in Chayim. He doesn't care. Okay, this was the Shaila that
they
thought
it was a regular divorce.
Why? It's a sign. Sign the thing.
Right,
and then
she's going
to
take it.
And she'll take it, you know. They're sitting there. All of a sudden, two guys pull her in, tie it up. That's it. Gemarnu. Shalom. And they didn't know what's going to happen. That was the sign.
Adam Seaver, the Kibbe Chalisk of Gittin, by Adam Seaver, who seen this going on by a forced get.
What's the problem? Yeah.
There's a
lechatchila get. What's the problem? The raisa.
It was kosher.
No,
Rabbi Geshem. So is the Rabbi Geshem going to put the husband in chayim?
No, but they did monsieur themselves, are witness to a forced get.
So what's the problem? What can I do? Nebuch, I saw it. What am I supposed to do? I saw the get. I mean, I saw it. Adis.
That's a puzzle to have to know.
It's not puzzle. Rabbi Geshem didn't puzzle the get. No. He just put the people in chayim. Didn't puzzle the get.
It works.
So that's the shot. Zok Dor Sameach. That he brings from, I think, the Maritzal, and I forgot, so, one of the earlier tshuvas, said, no, gets possibly the rice. How come? Because the din is, the Sofer and the Edim have to write and sign b'shlichas of the husband, because it says b'chas avlo. He, the chas of the husband,
and
have to do it.
And
when you do a get, you appoint all of them for a shlich. All these guys... All these guys would have never agreed to do it if they knew that they're being over in Rebbe Gershon. So it's a shlichas betos. They never accepted the shlichas. Memela, none of them are shliach. Memela, the whole gets possibly the rice. Okay, that's what they passed.
That's what the arsman.
That's what no. He brings. He brings from. I think it was the Maritats. I'm not sure. He brings. So he says, "But I'm going to matir yet. I'm going to be matir."
Who said
that
the husband necessarily knows that it's against? I mean, I understand that.
Did the husband know? I don't know.
Maybe
it doesn't matter in the story.
So the husband didn't know.
Let's say he didn't know.
Okay, why isn't the shlichus?
But they're not allowed. They're forbidden to sign.
Oh, because they wouldn't have accepted the shlichus.
Sure, right. They would have never accepted
the shlichus. Nothing to do with the
husband. Nothing with the husband, right. Just their own affairs, right. They wouldn't have accepted.
Okay.
Dr. Sameach, I'm going to matter the get. Dr. Azai, Kaboy on Yerushalmi and Trumas. It's Mamish. Dr. Sameach, there's Yerushalmi and Trumas like this. It says in Mishnah, you're not allowed to be Toyer Minatome ala Tahar. Yeah? You're not allowed to take off Truma Tame, grain, which is Tame, on Tahar. It's an Isser. The Im Taram, Beshoyege, Trumas or Truma. Correct the Yerushalmi, why is it Truma? Why don't we say it's a Tos? It's Truma Bitos, because I didn't realize it. B'shaygeg, it says. I didn't realize it was Tame. Of course, I wouldn't have done it. You're not supposed to do that. So I would have never done it. So why don't we say it's a Truma Bitos? And Frit the Yerushalmi, because if it won't be Truma, I'm going to get a bigger Aver. What am I going to try to do? Save myself from an Aver. I wouldn't want to go and give Truma, which is an Aver, because it's Tame. Now what? It's a Tos. Now I think I have Truma and I'll eat it, I'll get Tevel, which is Chayim Misa. So I'm going from the small fire to the big fire. Right? If I'll leave the Truma, okay, Dirishtikol Aveir, you're not supposed to give Truma from grain, which is Tam. If I'll say it's a toast and it won't be Truma, and I won't chop, and I'll eat the Tevel, I'll be Chayim Misa Bidei Shemayim. So, forget it. Just let it be true. Azay and for the Yerushalmi. Zokter Sameach, same thing over here. These people, they are appointed to do this get, right? So they say, I don't want to get involved. I'm going to get into Rabbeinu Gershom, right? So it's a mistake, yeah. So, but you didn't know, right? In the meantime, you signed it and everything, and they're giving this get to this lady, and she might use it.
Yeah.
And she'll do Eishes Ish, Mamzer, everything. In case you back out, if you don't want to be the shliach, so you got yourself putter from problems of Rabbeinu Gershom. And what did he jump into? Making a lady be over Eishes Ish and Mamzer. So Avade, you wouldn't undo it for the little Aveira if you jump into a worse Aveira. That's the
Ur Sameach. Is that the test?
What was his name?
Marit?
I think Marit Zaloin. I'm not sure.
What isn't he saying? He was saying something different. He was saying they wouldn't have been.
Wanted to be a shliach. They wouldn't have accepted the minui.
That's not saying. What do you mean? If they wouldn't have accepted the minui, there wouldn't have been a get at all.
But he's talking about that they don't know anything, right? We're doing this all without knowledge, right? So we're saying they don't know a thing. They're just signing like Kilu, nothing's happening. So we're saying in a
Because they would have had both information at this point. Both the mistake and the consequences.
That's Lama Freya.
It's the same thing like the Truma case, right? The same thing's over there. Right? The guy's right now, he's saying, Hareze Truma. Right? So he doesn't know a thing. So we say, well, the rule should be that if it's Tame, you don't want it. We say, no, but if you would know, well, then it's not worth it.
It's his Aver by the Tevel.
Okay, and here's her Aver. Okay, he's still comparing it because it's still not worth it. So that there, Sumech says it does, and he asks about that. He says, why don't we say it's only if he ends up eating the tevel, and if not, he works down there, he discusses that. Okay, so now, my shayla is, maybe this should be a raya to what we were talking about. Right? Let's go back to the thing we want to know. A person makes a mistake, but if he would know the whole picture, he would just say, forget it, let's do it. So could this be a riot? The pshat is, these are considered a mistake. They're right, they're saying, I wouldn't want to be a shliach for Chaim Derin Gershom, or I wouldn't want to do Truma Tamei. Yeah, but thinking about all the things that would come out of it, then I would already do it already. So is that the same thing as over here? That let's say I don't want to give this person the present. But thinking, if I knew everything, I'd already do it. So at first I thought, maybe it's a good dimyon. But then I thought that not so pashut. And here's where I come to what you were saying, which I think is a key nekuda here in the whole thing. There's a shaya like this. Any time you have a mekach tos, what is the mechanics of why it is considered a mekach tos that undoes the kinyan I'm talking about? Why exactly does it undo the kinyan? You buy a cow and it has a mum. Or you mekadesh isha and she has a mum. Or she's an eilis. So all these different kind of things. So all these things are mekach tos, right? And it's no good. Zogt Rabbi Kiva Eger, famous Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madura Tinyana Simen Nun Aleph, because it's an unspoken Tanai. It's Ke'ilu, I said, Beferish, Al Tanai She'ein Boimum, Al Tanai She'iloi Islandis. All the things are Al Tanai. It's like you're making a Tanai. Ad Kedei Kach, Rabbi Kiva Eger wants a Paskin HaHalacha based on that Hezber. He says that. And that then we can only say the concept of mekach tos where a tnai can work. But by an issue where a tnai can't work, a mekach tos wouldn't invalidate it either. For example, he says, nisuin, not erisin. There's erisin and then there's nisuin. Rabbi Kiveger says, could you do nisuin al tnai? He says, you can't make nisuin al tnai. So Memela, if you did Nisuin b'taus, it's going to work anyways. Because the whole thing of taus is Tanai. Okay, and the Or Samech says it on your case. He says, how does it ever happen that a Meitzah Shemer case ever happened? What happened? You did Erisin, and then she did Znus, right? If I would know that, I would never do Nisuin, right? So how do I ever do the Nisuin? Because the story of the Meitzah Shemer is always that then he did the Nisuin. And then, right, how do you finish up the story? L'chayra, the Nisuin is a Mekach Tos. Zok Dar Sameach, that's the answer. Because Nisuin, even if it is a Mekach Tos, it works. Because there's no Tanai by Nisuin. So Memela, the reason why there's no Tanai is because there's a Gemara. Milsa de lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tanai. So Erisin is, Kiddushin is Ish Mekadosh b'shluchai. Nisuin chuppah, you can't send your shliach, right? If the chosin wants to send the shliach to the chuppah, it doesn't marry. So it's less of a shlichus. So since it's less of a shlichus, it's less of a tnai. If it's less of a tnai, it's less of a tos. So these two G'day Elam want to say, Rabbi Kiveger and the Ur Sameach, they both want to say that the idea of tos is tnai, and Memela, if there's no tnai, there's no tos. That's what they say. The Beis HaLevi argues, the Beis Halevi says, it has nothing to do with T'nai. It's just, that's not what you did. I bought a good thing. That's what I made up with you. I'm buying a normal cow. I'm not buying this. It's not a condition. So Zok the Beis Halevi like this, he says, if the item was perfect condition, but it was a toast because of outside factors, over there I agree, it's a T'nai. But if the thing was defective, you don't need a T'nai. You don't have any das to do the thing in the first place. Okay, that's what the Beis Halevi says. And Rabbi Kvager says it's a T'nai. Oh, so now, I think that this Shaila that we're talking about the whole time is mamish totally in this machlokes. Why? Because the pshat's like this. If the person is making a T'nai, if you say it Rabbi Kvager's way, I'm making a T'nai, meaning, according to Rabbi Kvager, I am buying the thing, I am buying the cow, right? But I have a T'nai here about the moon. So then we can say, okay, you made a T'nai that if there's a moon, you don't want the thing. But it turns out that altogether you're okay. Then the T'nai won't cancel the Mechira. Why? For a very simple reason. Because it already says in the Ran that any time a person makes a T'nai, that it's al T'nai of Mumin or whatever, it says in the Gemara, the husband's allowed to be Meichel the T'nai. If the husband later on wants to say, okay, Meichel the T'nai, then there's no more T'nai. Then she's married anyways. So like around, how did that Mechila just work like that? He says, because since the T'nai is L'toivasi, the T'nai is that I should be happy, so it's understood in the T'nai that I mean that if I don't care about it anymore, that's not part of the T'nai. So Memela, if I mean, Al-Minos, that you don't have Mumin that I care about. But if I, for whatever reason, decide that I don't care about it, I don't mean those Mumin. So that's how Mechila works. It's not, it's Meikara understood that's what the T'nai meant. So then, of course, if anything in the whole wide world makes it that it's worth it for me, so it's just as much understood that I don't mind and I'm not making the T'nai about that. So Lamashal, the Irelandist case that we started with, or what did we just do, the Chuma case, right? So the pshat is, the person made the Chuma. We're saying it's like understood T'nai Al-Minos that I'm not getting an Aveira. But that's all for my good, that I shouldn't get an Aveira. So it's self-understood that if altogether I don't mind for whatever the reason would be, so then the T'nai is not going to stop that. But if you say like the Beis Halevi, that the Vart is, I didn't buy that. I bought something else. I'm not thinking about that thing. If that's the issue, then it's not so pashut at all to say that it works. Because, Lamaisa, let's say, for example, I wasn't thinking about Tommy Truman, right? If we'll use the Beis Halevi for that, or whatever. I wasn't thinking about an islandess. You know, I was thinking about marrying somebody who has children. I wasn't thinking about that, right? So you can say, but if you would have known the whole thing, you would have been happy. Yeah, but the problem is Gufa, that I didn't know the whole thing. I wasn't thinking that. So you can't start going. So I think that it's very tully in this thing. If the pshat is really I did the deal, but I made it tonight to save myself. So then if you made the T'nai to save yourself, it's understood that you're just doing it to save yourself, but if it's better for you the other way, the T'nai is not going to undo that for you. But if you say the problem is, and it's not that I did anything, it's just poshet loy ola al daiti, you know, I was trying to do this and then something else happened. So then the fact that it turned out l'toiva at the end is not going to be oily it onto my das. Oh. So now, once we have that straight, so now we have to be very careful already. Why do we have to be very careful? Because already the Achronim explain that even Rabbi Kvager has a limit. Meaning, Rabbi Kvager, when he said that it's a T'nai, that's because, at least it was a cow. The cow had a mum, So Rabbi Kveger is saying, you bought a cow. Okay, it's a Tanai that I don't, if it's not a mum. But let's say I bought a cow, right? And then I open up the thing and it's a ping pong ball, right? So it's not a Tanai. Even Rabbi Kveger is masking. I bought a cow, I didn't buy this, right? Or even if it's a cat, if it's two minim. And they bring this out with a din, where you see this din. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you buy an item, in Shulchan Aruch Mechesh Mishpat, in Reish Lamed Beis, if you buy an item and you get it home and you open it up and you see it has a mum, so it's Mekach Tos. But if you say, I don't care, then it's too late. Once you say you're Meichel, and it says, or you were Hishtamish by a little bit, which is the same thing as showing your Meichel, then you lost your chance. You can't be Chayzer anymore. Once you're Meichel, that's it. Zokt, the Birka Shmuel says it, and already other Sfarim say it. I saw Rabbi Weiss brought it from Divrei Malkiel. Hani Mili, if you bought something which has a moon, you bought a thing, and you got the thing, but let's say you bought a stove, and you get home a fridge, right? And you say, Meichel, right? Meichel. It's nothing anyways. There's no sale. You have to buy it over. What's the vart? So Zok the Birkas Ritzei, you know, the son of the Shus Yaakov, that's the vart. By the case of the thing with the mum, so the whole thing is Rabbi Kveger, that you did the deal with a Tanai. Every Tanai is only because I want to give myself a toiva. But if I'm happy, so you're happy. But if you have the other thing, then everyone agrees with the Beis HaLevi. You didn't buy that. So Memela, you have to be very careful when you compare the cases. You have to be sure that you're comparing the same level kind of mistake. So Memela, going back to the case of the Truma, over there, what happened? He did Truma. But it was Tame, right? So the issue is, it's an Avera. So I don't want it. It's a toss. What would that be? Would that be like a fridge and a stove? Or that would be like a mum? Now, I would feel it's like a mum. Because the pshat is, the main thing you want to do is get your stuff to be edible and get the chuba going. It's the Avera is like the words of the Beis Levi said. He says, if it's just a davar chitzoni, then it's only like a tanai. That's more like a davar chitzoni. Okay, so very good. You see, on a case of davar chitzoni, if at the end it's worth it, it's okay. True, because when it's a tanai, then I don't mind. The same thing with the get, right? What's the main point of the get? Get divorced, right? The issue that these Edim don't want to get involved in getting into a cherim is not the main thing of what's going on here. So it's like a tanai. I don't want to be a shliach if it's going to get me into trouble, right? So, but if altogether it's kedai. Okay, so Meichel my Tanoim. What's that? Oh, so now very good. So now I saw that Mamish Reb Asher Weiss said this. She said like this. L'chayr, it's very interesting. On Daf Beis, Tosfos said that if the guy died and he left over an islandess, he had the problem. Tosfos, it's a Mekach Tos. Tosfos Shanim said, no, it isn't. A guy doesn't mind if he dies like that. And the same, but Taisus held it was a Mekach Tos. Then you go to Daf Nun Vav, and there, lo and behold, Taisus says if he married her with a mum and he died, she was married. Right? Stira. He brings that his friend, Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, if you ever heard of, he was a big Paisik, sent this Shaila into Rav Yashiv. So Zok Rav Asher Weiss, that's the Chilik. Shita's Taisus is that an islandness is like a stove in a fridge. So Memela, very good. You wouldn't mind. It's like the Beis HaLevi over there. Masha'ink in a mum is taka like a tanai. That there you have the same thing again. Is Memela?
So Bechayr is also the Bechatzai.
Excuse me.
It's the Bechayr by Yaakov.
Oh, very good. Oh, you're very good. So Memela, now getting back to the case of the Bechayr by Yaakov, I would think that's like a fridge in a stove. You think you're giving a bracha to the wrong guy. It's not a tanai. It's not a tanai. It's the point. And the same thing with Yaakov with the two sisters. It's no tonight. The pshat is he thought he's marrying this person. He didn't have tchalim of the other person. So you can't use the all those rayas for there. Over there, avada won't work. Avada won't work. Ah, you'll ask me, so what's the answer at the end of the day? So why taka did the bracha work? So I'll just tell you what it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. I don't know if in the Zohar, I just know because the Eged Aliyah brings the Zohar. The Zohar says that the pshat is Hashem Davke wanted that the bracha should only come from Shemaim and not from Yitzchak. So Hashem made it that it was a toast and it wasn't Yitzchak's bracha. It came straight from Shemaim. Okay? Ad kan, ayin shom b'zoyah. I'm just telling you over that Azoy shtek n'zoyah. So the halacha part stims with that. That's all I'm saying. It shouldn't be a bracha. It shouldn't be a bracha. Okay, so now I want to tell you. Yeah.
It's a hard Zohar to understand. Because the Maisa,
which was came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, all the Zohars by me are hard.
So let the bracha come through.
Okay, I
hear. The channel.
I hear, you know. Eliezer mini starts. I just wanted to tell you over the Zohar.
You can't say I'm giving, he gave the bracha to the Bechor.
Yeah.
You're not the Bechor, so it's Yaakov.
You mean like really he's giving to the Bechor?
He is a Bechor.
And it's just like a toast.
Right.
Like it's not.
So went to Yaakov.
I hear. Even though he taught, he said, are you Ace? But he meant the Bechor. I hear. Okay. I hear. So now I want to say over a halacha that comes out of this big whole thing.
We're not answering Yaakov.
Yeah, I'm not answering. So Yaakov, what's with Lechair? It's taka toast. I don't know. The only thing that you could say over, it won't even help the Rabbi Kiveh, you won't help there. Good question. So now, I want to just say one halacha case. This is the case. A person is sitting down by supper, okay? And he has apple kugel. Prichosei is mezainis. And he has also lakshim kugel, okay? So the person, also mezainis, right? So he says mezainis, he has in mind both. Fine, he eats the first kugel. Then he takes the lakshin kugel and he sees it was Pesach Dika lakshin kugel, which is shahak. Now the din is b'diavad mizoinus works on shahakel. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Do you make a bracha shahakel or don't you? He originally made mizoinus on both. And now he realizes that the second one was shahakel, right? You could make your own foods. I gave that dugma, yeah? He had two foods. It could be other cases. It was a hadama, right? He made a hadama on a carrot. And he thought that next to him is a pepper. So he had in mind both. It's a fruit. Hadama is good with the end. So Zuck the Shevet Alevi and a few other paiskim make a new bracha. Because it was betos. You didn't have that in mind. You thought it was mezainis food. You made a mistake. If you would have known, you didn't want to make the wrong bracha. So, it's a toast. You never had a second one in mind. Okay? That's what these forms say. So now, in the safer...
Especially with Yotze, in other words, you had another something else that taco wasn't al doma.
Right, right. The first food was... Right, so I get right.
You ate it.
Oh.
And you don't have to do it again.
Well, so now, Zok, the Piske Chubas, you know this form now that they have called Piske Chubas, he says, and let's say you, it's the story, the same story, right? And you didn't realize it was Pesach Dika Lakshin Kugel, right? So you ate a part of it, right? And then you say, oh, this doesn't taste like real Lakshin Kugel. And you say, what was it? It was Pesach Dik. Zokter, make a bracha now, at least for the rest of it. Zokter Rom Ganachovsky, he says, I don't think that's right. Because... it's worse to do that because now it comes out he ate without a bracha, right? So if he would have realized the whole thing,
right,
he would have already just done the b'di'evit of the mezainis from the apple kugel, so Shane will be a b'di'evit. It's kedai because at least he didn't eat without a bracha, right? Which I would compare b'di'yuk to like the Arsameach and Yerushalmi and all those cases that we had. But now, I'm not sure, it might be that the Piske Chuvis is right.
That's a whole different thing.
I don't know if that's a Tanai. I don't think that's like a Tanai case. It's the pshat is I don't want to make the bracha on Pesach Dika Kugel. And Mimela, it's not a bracha on that. And over there, you don't say that, Yerushalmi. So Mimela, it could come out that the din is like the Piskei Tshuva said, that you should still make the bracha on the rest.
How do you ever make a mezainis as b'di'evit case?
B'mezid. You know, a guy, I don't know why he did it, but he made a mezainis on both of them, knowingly. So then it works. Now, how could the case be? Let's say the guy says, nobody's here, nobody knows what it is, so I'll just make a mezainis b'di'evit, you know, or whatever. So, only bin b'kavon. That's the only case. Yeah, you have to have a good case for it. Okay, that's the whole shmuz. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why so difficult? When I was, if you have cereal and shahako and mezainis, because you thought there was rice or fish. So why can't that be the case?
Yeah, right. Any? Oh, you mean? Oh, I see. You mean it was the food itself?
The rice check and shahako. You thought it was mezainis.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
So you don't have to get another bracha.
That's right. No. No.
What about another case? What about the other case? You marry a woman, and you didn't want to marry her. And then later on, you find out the next day, her father's a billionaire.